This chazar zeichen is bachet hashagav mishum says chul and daf nun dalit. Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa said in front of Rav Nachman that an animal that was a Jew must be examined throughout the internal organs of the main cavity of the body for poison. Rav Nachman said Rav would say it has to be examined from the spoon, which must refer to the skull to the thigh. When Achiva Yosef went to Israel, he met Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, who said that an animal that was a Jew must be examined throughout the internal organs of the main cavity of the body for poison. Achiva Yosef said Rav would say it must be examined from the spoon, which must refer to the skull to the thigh. Rish Lakish did not know who Rav was. Rabbi Yechon reminded him who he was and how when he was in Eretz Yisrael he was from the greatest Talmidim there, even greater than Rabbi Yechon himself. Rish Lakish then remembered who Rav was and that Rav had given a psak that if after a shechita we find that the kana was detached from the jaw but we don't know if the detachment happened before the shechita or after, we can assume that it's kosher. Why? Because a proper shechita can't be done on this large kana. Rabbi Yechon argued on that psak and said that we have to cut the kana in another place and compare the cut to the previous one. Rav Nachman said, we only say that a shechita couldn't have been done to a detached kana if the sheikh did not grab onto the siman when doing the shechita. If he did, it's possible for the shechita to have been done to a detached kana. Mishnah then said, Zeh haklal. The general rule comes to include seven forms of treifas that are taught by a meroyim, but which are not mentioned in the Mishnah or a brisa. Mar said the people of Yosef the hunter would hit an animal with a stick or an arrow on the Gira Nosha, which would cause it to die. They asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir whether an animal hit in this manner would be deemed a treifa. He said, you can't add more treifas to those that we have a Kabbalah from the Rabbanon. The people of Rav Papa bar Abba the hunter would hit an animal on the kidney, which would cause it to die. They asked Rav Abba whether an animal hit in that manner would be deemed a treifa. He said, you can't add more treifas to those that we have a Kabbalah from the Rabbanon. Fakhmar, we see that the animals hit in this way would die. So how can we say that they're not a treifa? Mar said, we have a Kabbalah that if they would be given some medicine after these injuries, they would be able to heal. Zucked the next mission. The following animals would be kosher. If its kana had a hole or if it was split, how much could be missing without making it a treifa? So Shimon Galil said up to the size of an Italian iser. The mission continues. What else is kosher? If the skull had something missing but the membrane was not punctured, if the heart was punctured but not all the way to the cavity within, if the spinal column was broken but the spinal cord was not, if the liver was removed but the kazayas remained, if there was a puncture between the hemsis and the beis hakoisis, if the spleen was removed, if the kidneys were removed, if the lower jaw was removed, if the uterus was removed, and if the lung was shriveled by bidei shamayim, meaning like for example from the animal being scared of a natural phenomenon like thunder or lightning. With regard to an animal whose skin came off entirely because of a medical condition or from work, Mary says it's kosher, Rabbanan say it's puzzle. Dr. Gemara Yechanan said that when the previous Mishnah says these are treifas, it meant purposefully to exclude certain things as not being a treifa. Rishtakir said when our Mishnah says these are kosher, it's meant purposefully to exclude certain things as not being kosher. They would argue in the case of Rav Masna, who said that if the ball of the thigh popped out of a place, it's treifa. Rabbi Yechon would say the first Mishnah means to exclude this from the case of being a treifa. Rish Lakish would say that our Mishnah means to exclude this from the case of being kosher. Rava argues or Rav Masna argues with Rav Masna and says that the animal would be kosher. However, if the ligament tore, it would be a treifa. The Gemara in Paskins that even if the ligament tore, it would be kosher unless the ligament decayed. Mishnah said ad kamo techsar. V'chulu, Ze'iri said, for those who have seen an Italian iser, the size is the same as a dinner of Kordinoa, which is the same size as the small Peshitta coins which are found in Pumbedisa. Rav Chana, the money changer, said that Bar Nafka once came looking for a dinner of Kordinoa to use to measure for a possible treifa. I tried to get up for him, since he was a Talmud Chacham, but he didn't allow me to do so, and he said it's also for a tradesman who's working as an employee to get up for a Talmud Chacham. In fact, the Mishnah said that the tradesman would get up for the people who were bringing Bikurim, and the Rabbi Yechon said they would get up for these people, but not for Talmud Chacham. Often said this shows how beloved a mitzvah is during its time. The Gemara says there's no proof of this concept because it may be that they got up so as to make the people want to bring a bikurim again the next year. Zok Mar Vayter of Nachman said if it's exactly the size of a sela, it's treated as being more than the size of a sela, and it's a treifa. If it's exactly the size of an iser, it's treated as being more than the size of an iser, and it's a treifa. We see that Rav Nachman holds that when the Mishnah says ad, it's ad, but it means up to but not including ad v'loy ad bichlal. Rava asked Rav Nachman, the Mishnah says that a rope that comes out of a bed up to ad 5 tvachim, it's tar. This seems to say that exactly 5 tvachim is treated like less than 5 tvachim. Efsar means that it will be treated like more than 5 tvachim. In fact, the Mishnah then says from 5 until 10 is tamei. This seems to say that exactly 10 is treated like less than 10. Mar says no, it means that if it will be treated like more than 10. In fact, my Mishnah that discusses the size of kalim for purposes of tumah and discusses a small kalim up to a lug. The Mishnah said that seems to say that the lug will be treated like less than a lug. Mar says no, it means it will be treated like more than a lug. In fact, the Mishnah then says from a lug to a se'ah, which seems to say that a se'ah is treated like less than a se'ah. Mar says no, it means it's treated like more than a se'ah. In fact, the Mishnah then says from a se'ah until two se'ah, which seems to say that two se'ah is treated like less than two se'ah. Mar says no, it means it's treated like less, like more than two se'ah. Fregmar Brisa clearly says that for purpose of this last mission, the lug sa'ah and two sa'ah are treated like less than the lug sa'ah and two sa'ah respectively. As Gemara, that's because that's the way which results in a chumrah, whereas Rav Nachman meant his ruling only when interpreting it as such results in a chumrah.